Well, of course, Trump could probably claim the title of the greatest bluffer from the word bluff. But unfortunately, the world is not only populated by fools, and everyone has already realized that Trump's capabilities and abilities in peacemaking are extremely modest. No such tricks, no lockpicks. He is from the situation. He doesn't have it. He is trying to find the keys blindly. And in general, everyone has now realized again that Trump is not a guarantor of peace. It's not surprising that this truly remarkable discovery was indeed made, because the only guarantor of ending the war, or at least its subsiding, and it's a transition into a smoldering phase, as it was, remains only the corpse of Putin. Only 85 kilograms of cold meat with a bald spot could ensure peace, or its plausible substitute. Nothing more. Everything else will be unstable, steeped in deceit and ready to flare up again at any moment. In the event of the cessation or suspension of the war, even if timid and crooked, an analysis of the situation will be inevitable, both in Russia itself and in the world. They will take advantage. Everyone will use the lull, and all the world's media will have time for analysis. And all conclusions will be drawn. Devastating, of course, for Putin. And yet, despite its efforts, Russia has not been able to completely shut itself off from all Western information and independent media, analytical agencies, and so on. And if this respite occurs, then we'll open up abysses of incompetence, countless graves will gape open. The futility and insignificance of the spoils of this grandiose special military operation will be exposed and rendered meaningless. The Kremlin fully understands all this and is now devising ways to create a cocktail of peacekeeping rhetoric and unwavering determination to continue the war, bloodshed, and destruction. Trump absolutely does not understand this, because he does not understand what he is dealing with in the face of Russia. And the only way to eliminate the cause of the war, there is no other strong reason besides Putin. It is clear that all the talk about NATO, about the proximity or distance of NATO, all this geopolitics and economics is nonsense. This is a reason for grumbling from the stands, newspapers, sometimes diplomatic notes, and sometimes even jokes. The reason for now? Only Putin, there are no others. Yes, war is a Russian idea, and the meaning of Russia's existence, war and occupation. But this meaning must be concentrated in someone. It must materialize in someone who has the ability to direct tanks, divisions, and missiles. No one was in such an acute phase as Putin in 1922. Now there is, but all of them. The flourishing gold carriers of national Russian madness do not have enough power to continue it. Of course, every boor who hates Americans, Poles, Ukrainians, Jews, and raised in this hatred could become a Putin. But the path to becoming a Putin is long and quite complex. Russian racism and the mania for grandeur alone are not enough. They are enough to, I don't know, fire volleys at old women and girls in Bucha. But it's not enough to wage a war. A certain maniacal will was needed. Of course, Russia will not change even when Putin is gone. It will immediately start nurturing the next monster if it isn't already doing so. But people will have the opportunity to take a breather and rearm. Nevertheless, Trump, who doesn't understand what Russia is at all, continues to believe in himself as a peacemaker with holy conviction. He is, in general, so obsessed with the idea of peacemaking that he himself is becoming dangerous, because after all, the most terrible wars have always been the result of a foolish desire for peace.